Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you been waiting for?
Go, kid, let's go.
Two.
Start the show.
One.
Hey there, thank you so much for checking out the Kelly Mano radio show, radio podcast, whatever the hell you want to call this dog and pony show. I'm here with my best friend, Hoss.
Hello.
And producer Stephanie is looking beautiful over there.
Hi.
And we have a guest here. It is Chris Becker. We just call him Becker.
How's it going?
Sometimes the Becker. Is it the Becker or the Becker?
It depends on how well you know me.
Okay. If we're like good buds, I can be like the Becker.
You call me whatever you want.
But the Becker sounds way more exclusive.
It does. It sounds almost like European.
Sure.
The Becker.
All right.
Here, Lois.
Wouldn't that be the, what would be the French?
The Becker.
Becquois.
The Becquois.
Instead of Becker.
I've barely mastered English.
Not all right, fair.
Try to, so it's hard to do a show and not.
Did anything happen while we were gone?
I don't know. No, not really.
No, nothing.
All right.
I got Rocky in trouble at school. Remind me to tell you that later.
Awesome.
Like totally threw him under the bus.
Nice. Now, was it to save you?
Yes.
Awesome. Mom of the year.
Worst parent ever. But I think we have to do the obligatory like political hangover.
No, something happened. What'd I miss?
Yeah. Oh, just the world. Just the world exploding. And man, I really underestimated like how horrible people are. I
don't know if it was horrible. I think that I heard CNN say it best, and that was that America came out as a people on Tuesday,
right,
and said F you to the Washington elite.
Yes.
And that's what it was. And what really amazed me is like as every battleground state started mm-hmm. falling red, you started hearing all of these political experts who were from the Clinton camp go, well, you know, Hillary never visited Wisconsin after the convention. And the camp never really thought that Pennsylvania would be in play. Yeah. How do you ignore an entire group of people like the American auto workers? Are you effing kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, I stayed up the night of the election. I was gone all night at a gun class, actually. And
yep.
I thought, oh, God, I'm at a gun range on election night. This is either going to go really good or really bad.
Right, right.
I'm either going to be with some really happy guys or some really pissed off guys. But I stayed awake as long as I could to see the winner. And then Hillary's little dude came out and was like, there's so many votes to count still.
Yeah, so
made all those poor people go
denial,
home.
Denial.
Let's talk about this for a minute. Because
well, God, don't say anything bad about Hillary because you.
All right, well then you should probably hit mute then.
Yeah.
had this been the other way?
Yeah.
And when that happened, I believe Trump was at like 266 in the electoral vote, like
right.
needed
correct.
One more
correct.
State.
Yeah.
And Hillary was like, "It's really late. We're going to bed."
No. If Hillary was having a shit fit is what was happening because
what happened was
she was sobbing in her suite at the
exactly,
Peninsula Hotel.
Exactly.
Sobbing.
For real, I will put money on the fact that she didn't have a concession speech written. However, had this been the other way around and Hillary sitting at 266 and Trump sends out his lackey and says, everybody go home. Trump's not talking tonight. Are you effing kidding me?
Yeah,
the shitstorm that would have happened in America between the media and people crucifying him?
Yeah, I just...
That was a bitch move by Hillary Clinton.
I was not a fan of the move, especially because I stayed up so long and like tried to see it and then went to
bed. At least she called him.
Oh, did? Yeah, well...
She did
like,
call him later in the evening, mm-hmm. yes. Or early in the morning.
But that is a straight-up bitch move.
And I thought
to say,
she,
I'm taking my ball and going home.
I thought she gave a really good speech the next day.
I think she did, too.
For sure.
Makes me think she didn't have that written that
no,
night.
No, I think she didn't come out, and people are probably going to call me sexist for this, and that's fine. Whatever. Whatever's in my brain just comes out. You know, women and men are wired differently. And I just think that in that moment that she could not collect herself to come out
that
and
does
do it.
Zero to help the cause that a woman should be president.
If that's true,
that sets the women for president movement back 20 years.
I don't know.
You can't put on your big girl panties and come out in an event that you just got your ass kicked.
I just think that if
then
it was
that is a much bigger problem.
I just picture Hillary in like the hotel at the Peninsula, like throwing a vase, like, you know.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It was probably hell in there.
We are emotional creatures Okay. I just think that.
But again, you're running for the president. This ain't fucking city council or the class president.
Right. I actually love the idea of having a woman president. And I think we should. And I think it's time. I just don't think her. I don't think she's a good person. I 100% think she's corrupt.
On board with that.
And I think what happened. Here's the thing. For all the stupid things that Trump said and just all the things that he is and stands for and like the buffoon that he is, it's like you couldn't beat him. Right. You got some baggage. Like people hate you. Like I just can't believe it. Like she had to be sitting in that hotel room like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm losing? Wait, what? I'm losing? This
and
is crazy.
Not even, it's not even she lost. She got her ass handed to her.
Yeah, she got
every
beat pretty bad.
Single battleground state went red.
Yeah.
Well,
and I never saw that coming.
And so, I mean, what's done is done. The election is over. And I think what is obviously the story now is the aftermath, is the protesting, is the setting stuff on fire. And, you know, I kept my mouth shut all day on election day because I just couldn't. Like, yeah, you can cut that off. So I just could not bring myself to jump into that ring of debates. I have the attention span of Dory on Finding Nemo. So like when somebody writes me a big long Facebook post, I roll my eyes so hard I can see my own brain. I'm like, oh my God. And yesterday I just made, or was it today? I don't even remember. It feels like Donald Trump has been president for a month.
Yeah, it really
it
does.
Has not even been 48 hours. But I wrote something about, I was making fun of the protesters. Not
the guy who was on Fox or whatever.
Well, no, it was that because if you're mad that the election went to Trump, fine, I don't, you know, whatever. But all the protesters are in all these big cities.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit, make some sense. If you want to piss off Trump voters, come over here and tip some cows. Like, go sit on Namioke Road in Granite City. These are the people who voted for Trump.
Oh, I agree.
You shutting down Atlanta, you're pissing off the people who are at your cause.
But they're doing what they're doing is they are congregating and assembling in front of Trump properties.
Well, they did that once, and they did it in New York. I did see some really cool, not really protests, but you know, like people doing important things. Like somebody started like a post-it wall. Did you see that? And everybody was like writing their feelings and stuff like that. And one of my friends who is a lesbian and she's a minister, like she like met some people out in this like transgender memorial garden. Like people were doing really positive things and coming together. And then you just have all these assholes like screwing with our police officers. Yeah. That's where I draw the line, is when you're messing with our police officers and you're setting their cars on fire and you're, you know, messing with them. I can't.
We seem to live in a country now where if you don't get your way, the answer is to go out and light shit on fire.
Well, of course, because we raised a generation of kids where everybody got a trophy. You came in last place, you got a trophy. Then they get in the real world and they don't understand wins and losses and how life works. They're out signing petitions to get this overturned. That's not how it works, stupid.
Did you see, speaking of the gay community, did you see the gigantically tall, I don't know if she was transgender or just a woman or a man in drag, but the huge woman at the Trump the Trump party on Tuesday night holding the sign that said LGBT for Trump.
Huh? No.
I think she was as tall as me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, believe it or not, Donald Trump does have, you know, gay people who support him and 100%. Black people who support him.
He did better with minorities than Romney or McCain.
Did I miss something? Did like, and I'm being completely honest, I don't follow politics as close as I should. Was there some secret tape of like the Donald like dropping a bunch of N-bombs or something that I just completely missed? Where did this whole he's racist about black people even come from?
He's Republican.
Yeah, well, he's a rhino. He's not a Republican. He's a Republican in name only.
Very true.
He totally, like, that's the thing. I think a lot of people are up in arms. They're worried that like women's right to choose is going to get overturned. He's never going to overturn it. It's not like Ted Cruz got elected. He's not Mitch McConnell.
No, nope.
He has no problem with the LGBT community. If you're a Muslim trying to get in this country, good luck. But again, I don't think he has, as Donald would say, I don't have any problem with the blacks, you know, like, because he's not very PC. But you know, he says stuff like that. But like, again, I think he employs plenty of African-American people. And again, I don't think he really has a problem with that community. Maybe they have a problem with him. Although the black turnout for his it was a lot bigger than was expected. You know, they were saying, oh, it's going to be 1 or 2%. Yeah, right. It got up to 8%, which isn't a ton, but...
I just... The stuff I'm seeing on Facebook is either borderline or just complete harassment of... You know, I've got people on my Facebook page, and these are not even strangers. These are people I know in real life who are like, I want to know right now which one of my friends voted for Trump.
Same thing.
You know, and then, you know, Becker's got people cussing him out today on Facebook. Yeah, and
can't win them all.
No.
And I didn't even vote for Trump. I took a picture of my ballot and said, hey, it's stupid that you're not allowed to take a voting booth selfie.
That's
and
funny.
That's
and
a dumb law.
You still got cussed out.
I was like, hey, I voted for Gary Johnson. And, I knew Missouri was going for Trump no matter what. Didn't matter who I voted for. But I just, as a matter of principle, the thing that the whole time, too, is like, I was anti-Trump the entire campaign. I referred to him every single day as a shit stain every time I talked about him. Well, they both were. I thought they were both just terrible. deplorable, horrible candidates. And that's why I felt like, hey, I want to try to get this third party. I want to see if we can, you know, rock the system a little bit. And
I tip my hat to you for that, because even though you knew that it wasn't going to make a change now, the more and more that we can push a third party, maybe by the time we have grandkids, there'll be one. Because holy shit, do we need one.
Did you see that Harambe got 15,000 votes for president?
Yes, and you understand that means like 15,000 people got out of bed that day, like got dressed, went to a polling place, and stood in line and wrote down Harambe. You voted for Harambe?
Yep.
You did not. You said you were going to vote for Trump.
No, I didn't.
You did not vote for Harambe.
I said I wasn't voting for Clinton. I said I'm not voting for a girl.
I voted for Princess Consuela Banana Hammock in the primaries because I got confused on the primaries.
Okay.
And I thought I could vote for one in each category. And so I thought I'd be funny and just write in that one and then take a picture of it on my phone and put it on Facebook and be like, haha. And then I clicked submit and I thought, okay, now I can really go back and vote for the Republican and the Democrat. And it's like, thank you for voting. And then I was like, shit, what did I do? So I start pressing these buttons and it set off the alarm on the voting machine.
So you're responsible for voter fraud. Okay.
Exactly.
Right,
and so the people come running over. They're like, what's wrong? I'm like, I submitted the wrong vote. They're like, okay, wait here. We're going to get an election official. They'll be here in 10 minutes. You can change. I'm like, oh my God, no, because they're going to ask me who I voted for. And I'm not, she's going to punch me in the face. So yeah, everybody on Facebook is so mean.
It's
so
crazy.
Mean.
Facebook.
Well, that is
but
the thing.
But it's mean. Yeah, like, oh my God, I can't even.
I was hearing stories of people having full-on like panic attack meltdowns watching the election coverage.
Oh, yeah, you saw the.
Come on, man.
Well, I was at a party, a shave-your-head party for a client of ours that is going through chemo treatments. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, she got a bunch of her girlfriends together. They shaved her head. And so we're taking pictures, and the TV was on in the background, but not the sound. And it looked like, you know, this was 8 o'clock, and I'm like, all right, well, still Clinton's going to win.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I even told this girl who just had her head shaved for her chemo treatments and stuff, and I said, oh, my gosh, like, I know this is an emotional night for you, but, like, think of this. Like, this is going to be an important night. You'll never forget that you did this the night that the first female president.
Absolutely.
This is 8 o'clock, and everyone's like, and then it's like, then I finally, by the time we got home, turned the TV on, I was like, wait, what? And I looked at 538, and I said, oh, Clinton's only 55% to win now. Before, it was 78. And it was like, oh, Florida still hasn't been called. This is getting interesting. And so at that point, too, I put a Facebook post, and I said, I'm just enjoying seeing all my liberal friends starting to, like, panic.
Oh,
and at that point, though, I still was confident that she was going to win. I was like, oh, this is just kind of – they're just messing with her because it's going to be a lot closer than everyone thought it was going to be, a blowout. And I'm just like – My liberal friends on, because again, my Facebook page pretty diverse. I have about a half liberal and half conservative, and so it was just crazy to see people getting all tweaked. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of fun for me,
right?
And again, but at the time, I was 100% confident that she was still going to pull it out because that's what all the polls said and whatever. And I'm just like, okay, and then it just started to turn and it was like, oh my God, it's happening, if nothing else, it's interesting.
Yes.
And it's like I have followed politics for a long time, and I am interested in it. I think they're, you know, like I said, I grew up, like, you know, I still carry a picture of me and President Reagan in my wallet. Mm-hmm. Although when I moved to Missouri, I re-registered. I am actually a registered libertarian now because I'm very conservative on a lot of the fiscal issues and stuff like that, but I'm very socially liberal. Yeah, if you want to smoke pot or do whatever you want to do, like, I don't have a problem with that. If you love who you want to love, you should be able to marry whoever you want. I don't have any problem I like the libertarian thing because I'm not trying to force my views on anyone else.
And that's why we need a third party.
Yeah.
And you know, the ugliest thing I saw on Facebook today was everybody spreading all the hate where they're like, first day Donald Trump's in office, look at this swastika on the wall. And then, but then you'd see the other side of it where these black guys are pulling some white guy out of a car for voting for Trump and beating the crap out of him. And it's like people are just spreading more hate. There are not any more racist assholes in this world today than there were 2 days ago.
No.
Nothing changed. Nobody woke up and was like, I'm going to be a racist today.
It's just people pushing their agendas.
They're all still out there. You know, there's two camps of people. You're either piece of shit or you're not. And if you're in the not piece of shit camp, then, you know, then we need to be like the 80% of like the not pieces of shit. And, yes. You know.
I've never seen an election where every expert called it as wrong as they as this one did.
Sorry,
and then they were like, oh man, it's going to be awful. The stock market is going to crash. All this, and it's like it's been up the last, like every expert is wrong about everything right now.
Yeah.
Like even like in the fact that nobody saw this coming in the election.
No.
The LA Times called it. They were the only one. They were the only reputable one. And then one other poll came out and said, hey, we have it this way.
The minute Trump got the nomination, I knew he was going to be our president. I never had any doubt.
Yeah.
Ever had any doubt.
I really thought that Hillary was going to... I thought he had done too much damage to his brand the last 6 to 8 weeks. Like even when Trump got Florida, I was like, ooh, that's a tough one. But I still didn't think he was going to have enough to carry.
Well,
but when like Wisconsin and Michigan, when all those started coming, I was like, somebody has completely missed the mark and misjudged something.
The last thing that I want to say, because we're going to go to break and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about fun stuff, is this. Because I keep going back to the way people are acting today. And I don't drop cuss words that often. I already turned them up. However, all these people who are attacking people for who they voted for.
That's stupid.
Guess whose business it is who I voted for? Not fucking yours.
I voted for a dead gorilla.
Not anybody's. Who I voted for is no more your business than what God I worship or who I sleep with tonight. It's none of your damn business. None of you deserve to know who anybody voted for. And if you think you do, you're a freaking spoiled brat.
To piggyback off that, I have a friend of mine who you know. We won't say his name.
I always know who this is, right?
Who the night before the election posted, here's your cliff notes for the election. Vote. And like went office by office and amendment by amendment telling people who to vote for.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, here's your real cliff notes. Go vote tomorrow. Yeah. Do what you feel is best for you and fuck everybody else and what they tell you to do.
I want to say one more thing. And again, I think that the thing as far as the fallout goes, the thing that sucks, yeah, there are racists in the world, but not all 56 million people or whatever voted for Trump are racist.
No.
People voted for Trump because they think like, hey, they want lower health insurance premiums, they wanna you know, have a job, and they just the other person sucked. She
they
was
both
corrupt.
Did.
And
yeah.
And again, it's the whole time everyone talked about choosing the lesser of two evils. And I'm not gonna vote for a girl just because she's a girl. And people are like, well, what are you going to tell your daughter? I'm like, well, I'm going to tell my daughter cheaters never prosper. And, you know, so Hillary, her public life is done as far as politics. She'll never run for anything again. She might help out another way. Hopefully their foundation can, you know, cause some good in the world and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's like she's done. And it's like, hey, like I said, if she would have been a better person, she should have been able to beat a guy that says he grabs women by the vagina.
Right, right.
You know, so.
But yeah,
somewhere Bernie Sanders is having his tea at 2 o'clock in the afternoon before he goes to bed and smiling.
And poor Billy Bush, he got fired and Donald Trump gets to be president.
All right.
I just want to say that I
think Billy Bush gets a cabinet position now.
For sure, for sure.
I know really good people that voted for Donald, and I know really good people who voted for Hillary. And it's none of your damn business.
Yep.
Who we voted for or, you know, what we do. So we are going to come back and I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to tell you why I got Rocky in trouble at school.
Awesome.
With a police officer.
Oh, good.
We'll be right back.
Good.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Rocky, hold this bag.
And if you don't know, now you know. Let the beat down in the house. Julie Mafia, Matt Flavor.
Hey, yeah. You know.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Ever look in the mirror and not recognize the person looking back at you? Wish you could go back in time and reverse the signs of aging? Then you need to schedule a free consultation at Aurora Medical Spa. Now with two locations in De Pere and the Chesterfield Valley, Aurora Medical Spa is St. Louis's premier medical spa. Ranked the number one Botox provider in the St. Louis area, offering the most advanced and effective skin procedures. Other services include laser hair removal, tattoo removal, skin resurfacing, microdermabrasion, and much, much more. Consultations are always free. You have nothing to lose, except a few wrinkles. Visit their website to see amazing before and after transformations at auroramedicalspa.com. Mention the Kelly Mano Show and get $20 off your first visit. That's www.auroramedicalspa.com. Aurora Medical Spa. We take skin seriously.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Hey, producer Stephanie, will you go run and get my husband? Because he doesn't know this story. So, yeah, just tell him that he needs... He's eating Mexican food? Oh, he's listening. Okay. I hope Rocky doesn't get mad at me for telling him this story. By the way, am I the only one who cares that Rob Kardashian had his baby today?
I don't know who that is.
Not only did he have his baby, but...
Have they checked it for...
Wait, he had a baby?
They did the mannequin challenge while she was in labor. It's actually really funny because... Well, I mean, if Rocky wants to come in here, he can, because this is technically part of his story, but I wasn't planning on him being in here for it. Yeah, so Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna had their baby. They named her Dream. And do you guys know what the mannequin challenge is?
Yes.
Okay, so if you go to, like, Instagram or anything, you can go to, you can put it in hashtag mannequin challenge. And these people, like, it's usually like a big crowded scene, but everybody's frozen and they pan the room, okay? And it's just everybody acts like a mannequin.
Well, it's like the reverse flash mob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they did it while she was in labor, so she's like on the bed, like legs up, and you know.
How many people were in the room?
Oh, a lot.
Too many.
A lot. I mean, she.
TMZ.
Yeah. I'm sure.
There was at least
for a fee.
Like eight people, I think, in the room. I had a lot of people in my delivery room too. It was like Grand Central Station, so I can't judge. But so you know, Rocky, the kids, we moved in July, and hang on, I got a burp. Excuse me. We're still trying to, like, get used to the new schools and stuff. And Rocky's in middle school. Like, he's, you know, sixth grade. And so he started doing this funny thing, like, over the summer where if he needed to get in my car, in my minivan, and my passenger window was down, he would just dive in head first. And then he would, you know, switch himself around and get in his seatbelt and we'd go on, you know, because he's 12. So he does stupid shit like that. And then one day I was picking him up from school last week. And they have, like, a school police officer that stands outside out in the front of the school, and you know, he's on campus all day and he directs traffic afterwards. And I was late picking him up for school, and I was on the actual road in front of the school, but it was bumper to bumper traffic. Nobody was moving because the cop had us stopped.
Right.
So I can see Rocky across the campus, like wandering around, like, where's my mom? You know, and I'm like, Rocky, I'm like, come on, buddy, run. So he comes running across the little quad thing and he gets to my car, and my window's down. And right then I noticed that the car in front of me is starting to go. So I'm like, Rocky, hurry, 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 hurry. And then he's like, but he had his backpack on. He's trying to get off. I'm like, just Superman jump. And he's like, okay. So he Superman jumps head first into my car. And at that exact moment, the car in front of me turns left. And there is the police officer. And I roll by him with Rocky's ass and legs out the window of my car.
That's awesome.
And he looks right at me and he points at my car. He goes, you! And he points over to a side street. And I'm like, oh, crap. And so...
Is this a, like, a for real...
This is a real police officer.
Or
police
officer like school cop.
With a gun.
This is a real police officer there with this gun. And I just drove by him with Rocky's ass and legs hanging out of the minivan.
Okay.
And so we pull over, like, in the parking lot. And Rocky is such a good kid. He does not like to get in trouble. He's like, Mom, what are we going to do? I'm like, Rocky, I'm the one in trouble, not you. I'm like, I'm the grown up here. I'm like, he's going to come over. He's going to yell at me. I might even get a ticket. I said, and it's okay. Then we're going to go get your sisters. The rest of the day is going to go on. It was. And so. What? Yeah, you can talk, but let me. Well, so and it was like torture because we had to wait for all the cars to leave. Oh. So it's like 10 minutes. Rocky's like wringing his hands. He's like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm like, no, Rocky, I'm the one in trouble. I'm the one who told you to jump in the car.
You're driving.
Yeah, I'm driving. And so here comes the police officer. And he looks like a cop. He's bald. He's got the cop sunglasses on. Right. And big shoulders. And he comes huffing over my car. And I roll down my window, like ready to take it. And he walks right to Rocky's side of the window. And he's like, ma'am, I know you probably already handled this. Thank you for stopping, but I need to address this. And I'm like, go ahead. And yeah. He goes,
you rotten little kid.
He's like, young man, I don't ever want to see you do that again. He's like, it is dangerous. You were on the road. You could be. I mean, he did all the right things that a cop should sure. do, you know. And then
you're like, yeah, Rocky.
Rocky's like
scared straight.
Rocky's like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then the cop goes, thank you, ma'am. I apologize for the delay. Have a good day. And he walks away. And Rocky goes, mom, what was that? I said, what? I'm like, he thought you did it. And he's like, but you got me in trouble. I'm like, hey, you didn't pipe up and say what?
No, you're the one that told me to Superman, and you never told the cop that whenever he was talking to me, so then you just left me hanging.
Right, I left you hanging.
Trouble.
I think the point that the cop was trying to make, though, is just because someone told you to do it doesn't mean you should have done it.
Yeah, sometimes your mom doesn't make good grown-up decisions, and you shouldn't have your butt hanging out of the car with a police That's officer true. In front of you.
But hey, smarten up, Rocky. Smarten up, buddy. Come on.
It was like it was just really crappy timing that the moment he dove in.
Did you start
in,
laughing?
Oh, I was dying, especially when we drove away, because Rocky was so honestly, like, dumbfounded that his mom just totally rolled him like that. Mm. Like, I just rolled right over. I just went with the cop, and then Rocky, the look on his face, I'm like, I owe you an ice cream or something, buddy. I'm
really hey, he saved you a $200 ticket. You owe him more than ice cream.
Yeah, so now he's worried that the police officer doesn't like him anymore. I'm like, no.
Police officer doesn't even remember who you are 2 minutes later.
No.
Oh, no, he does.
Well,
I want to tell
no,
story.
You can't tell any other stories.
What?
Rocky but, probably has a record now. They're going to keep an eye on him.
Well, and Rocky's like the sweetest kid ever, so now he's got like he's like worried that the police officer doesn't like him. But the police officer was doing his job.
He was.
Rocky should have gotten in trouble. The police officer probably had no freaking idea that his mother told him to do it, and then
that's awesome.
Was that the day you were late because you texted us from the Taco Bell drive-thru?
I got trapped in the Taco Bell. I hate those.
I hate those where they have the curbs on both sides
yes,
and you can't get in.
It should be illegal. You know what? If Donald Trump wants to make a good impression, he needs to make all drive-thrus with no curb. So if you want to ass up out of there because you're running late, you know, because all of us will be like, oh, I have time. And you stop and then you're stuck in like the Taco Bell line of death.
Every time I'm on my way over here.
Yes.
I got time.
Yeah.
Nope.
I got time. Rocky got his new phone today. He got a phone, like a real phone.
Like a phone?
Like a real, I can't believe he hasn't asked you for his number yet.
Okay.
Yeah, you should call him. Does he know that no.
Why don't we just pass out his number on the air and anyone can call or text your son at any time?
Oh, hey, you know what?
Does he have like unlimited calling and things like that? Does he know how it works?
I mean like.
Or are you going to be looking at like a $300 bill next month?
I don't know. Jimmy arranged it. I just sat him down and did the whole look, this is my phone, not yours. I know you think it's your phone, but it's not. And
when you start paying for it, then it's your phone.
Right. And if you ever think for a second that I'm not going to know your password or that I'm not going to creep through your pictures or your messages or anything else, I will because I'm a psycho mom and get used to it.
I'm so glad you weren't my mom.
I know, right? Right? And then something else happened today that made me think about... something that really kind of is a telltale sign between like age gaps, you know. Mm-hmm. I had to go to Walmart because Lucy has this little Kindle thing and the charger's not working and I hate Walmart anyway. And so I went and bought this like $13.96 for the charger. Got it home. I bought the wrong one.
Ugh.
And so what did I do? I threw it away and I went on Amazon and ordered a new one. And I just was thinking like the generation before us, like my mom.
Take
like,
it back, get the right one.
It could be a $1 item, and she would drive it back to the store. And I think it's a generational thing. So at what price does something have to be for you to get in your car, drive to a store, and actually return it and get your money back?
You have to figure out what your hourly rate is just for regular stuff and go right. Ashley bought a bottle of wine the other day, and she didn't like it. And it was like, well, are you going to really drive back, return the wine, and complain that you didn't like the wine
right.
for like a $9 bottle of wine or something like that? It's like, what's your time worth? And how about we just pour it down the sink and don't buy that wine anymore?
I think
the wine was called Just Kidding, by the way.
Okay. our parents were so money conscious that they every dollar was worth something to them, to where our generation is time conscious. And it's like, is it worth my time to drive to Walmart and wait in line. But what is, and I want to hear from everybody in the room, Stephanie, you too. What is your limit that if something costs, like if you go buy something at Walmart and yeah, what's your dollar limit? For me, I think it's 20.
I was going to say probably there's two factors for me. Mm-hmm. $20 is, I think, my hard limit. But if it's a place I know I go to a lot, that might go down a little bit. Like, if it's Target, I know I'm going to be at Target within the next 3 days for some crap thing or another.
Right.
I'll take it back because I'll be there in 3 days.
And they actually have people at their registers.
Right.
So,
but if it's a place I don't go to a lot, probably $20.
Or again, returning something at Walmart, I did it once. And it was snow chains. I bought chains for, you know, up in the mountains in California. Uh-huh. And I was like, they didn't even fit the car that we were driving in. It was like, oh my God, is it worth $50 to deal with this? And I was there for 2 hours. I'm like, I should have just, again, donated them, throw them away, whatever. It was not worth my time for sure.
I'm the same. And my mom, I just remember last summer, she went to Shop and Save and bought a watermelon and came home and cut it open and swore to God that half of the watermelon was bad. Cut up the other half.
How do you know watermelon's bad?
Because it gets like really mushy and red.
Oh, okay.
Like it gets like, yeah. And she drove back up to Shop and Save with her half a watermelon.
My parents would do that.
And said, give me a new watermelon.
Well,
my
dad will drive literally across town 15, 20 minutes to go to Costco to save 30 cents on gas, not realizing that, okay, the gas that he burnt there and back, and then plus his time, it's like, just buy it at the corner, Dad. Closest gas station on the right is the one to go to.
Stephanie, what is your hard limit?
$5.
$5?
I mean, I'm kind of...
Come up here. Come up on the mic. Cause nobody can hear you.
I mean, my thing is, like, I'm kind of with Haas, like, if I know I'm going to be there, you know, like, I go to stores all the time, you know, so chances are if I'm returning something, it's going to be from, like, Target or something.
Right.
So I know I'm going to be at Target within a week or so. I mean, if it was $3 or $4 and I'm not going to use it, if I can't unload it on somebody, you know, like, that I know, then, $5, I will take it back.
But do you agree that our parents, like our generation, would pass out if they saw me throw away that $13 charger?
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree that.
I literally I'm like, don't need this crap.
Yep, for sure.
All right, so I keep forgetting that we're live and that I can't just like stop and turn this off and take a big old break.
Nope. I mean, you can. It would be horribly dead air. But.
Thank you to everybody listening live at kellymano.com. This is only our second live show. We were supposed to be able to take phone calls today.
Mom.
Sorry. But
hello?
We messed that up somehow. So I would love to hear how... I would love to hear how the show sounds. I don't know if the show sounds different when we're live or not live or how that works. But you can email me at heykelly@kellymano.com and let me know. And I have no freaking clue what we're going to talk about next.
Hello?
We got like one more segment to do. Do you want to play the game?
Yes!
It's kind of a naughty game. It's the game we normally play with the stripper.
We need some freaking fun around
here. All right.
We need some fun around here.
You had me at games and strippers.
All right. Becker does not know what he is in for. Stephanie wants to play the naughty game, and we're going to do that when we come back.
That sounds bad.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly Mano Show. We'll be
Hello?
Right back.
Hello?
And leave all your shoes. Would you mind if I looked at you for a moment before I make sweet love?
Backstage, underage, adolescent, how you doing? Fine, she replied. High side, I like to do the wild thing. Action took place,
hey,
kind of wet.
Come on.
Don't forget the J, the M, the M, the Y, yo. I need a body bag.
Time was 6 o'clock on the swatch watch. No time to chill, got a date. Can't be late, hey. The girl is gonna do me. Move to the jacuzzi. Ooh, that boot. Smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh no!
Do me, baby.
Yeah. That's the way I like it, baby. Come on over here. Let me caress your beautiful body. Kiss you from head to toe. And make you sweat. Yeah. We're gonna turn up the heat all the way. 95, baby. And just sit with me. That's the way I like to do it. Rub you all over with some hot oil. And just watch it by the
I just wanna lay your beautiful body down by the fire, please, baby. And make love to you all night.
Your beautiful body. Kiss you from head to toe. And make you sweat.
Yeah.
We gonna turn up the heat all the way.
Yeah.
95, baby.
Oh,
sweat.
That's
the way I like to rub you all over some hot oil. And just watch your body shine.
Looking to buy or sell a home? Join the crowd that's moving with Rachel and the Rachel Witt team at RE/MAX. With over 14 years of experience, Rachel is an expert and will guide you every step of the way. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to upgrade, Rachel Witt makes the home buying experience fun again. Interested in building instead of buying? She can help you with that too. Make sure to visit her website, homesalesinstcharles.com, where the MLS listings are updated daily. Or you can call her at 636-720-3836. Tell her Kelly Mano sent you. Join the crowd that's moving with Rachel and the Rachel Witt team at RE/MAX and start browsing for your dream house now at homesalesinstcharles.com.
Kelly and Horace are dumb as hell.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Just Dancing West in St. Peter's. So producer Stephanie and I have been taking this fun old lady hip hop dance class at Just Dancing West for a long, long time. And that class is so popular. I just went Monday night. It is full to the brim. So Lucy wanted me to talk to you guys a little bit about rolling out their new partner classes. So they are ballroom dancers, Lucy and Mike, her husband, who owns Just Dancing West. And they have new classes coming in January. You can learn Latin, ballroom, or swing. Again, these are partner classes, but no partner needed. You can bring one want, but if you don't have one, you can still come. I think she'll either pair you up with someone, or I think she like loans out her cute husband or something.
Nice.
You know, so all the more reason to go. You can check out their calendar at justdancingwest.com for all of the specific days and times. They are rolling out several level one classes for beginners starting in January. So, Haas, you don't even have to know what you're doing.
That's good
for
me.
We should just sign you up.
Oh, God.
Sign you up for ballroom dancing. I'm sure you will be as smooth as a giraffe.
Pretty much.
It'd be beautiful. And also, you know, with these group dances, it makes a great gift idea for the holidays. They do gift cards. You know, maybe you know a couple who's interested in taking this kind of class together. Becker, maybe you and Ashley should go. Mm. You'll end up with a second baby.
Yeah, maybe.
If you want to get a hold of Lucy, just go to justdancingwest.com. They're located in North St. Peter's Parkway in St. Peter's, Missouri. Again, Latin, ballroom, and swing, all while meeting new people. No partner needed. Visit justdancingwest.com.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it go.
Free your mind.
We're going to start this third segment with breaking news.
Yeah.
Haas just had something come across his phone
yep.
with the protesters. I don't even think this is broke on Facebook yet because I have it out right in front of me. I didn't see it. So what is the headline?
Well, as many people know, the last couple of nights, there's been protests in major cities around the country that are, we talked about it, against Trump being elected. And it's a lot of the youth vote. So apparently it started in New York, and I'll just read this article as it was sent to me. Dateline United States. As anti-Trump rallies nationwide turned hostile overnight, a widespread reports of violence, looting, vandalism, and death threats against protesters-elect or against the president-elect and his supporters, police in numerous cities were able to instill calm and regain control by handing out participation trophies to all millennial protesters who were enraged about losing the election.
Oh, that was so nice
that
of
is,
them.
That is really a good thing to do. Really give them a little participation. Make them feel good.
It goes on. It goes on to say that this was the brainchild of a New York police officer, Joe Butler, who has three early 20s children himself, and said that you know, it just came to my mind because they've never had to deal with losing as they themselves growing up. And then it, at the end it says, as the time of publishing, police had gained control in cities across the country, and the crowds of now content protesters were heading home with their shiny new trophies.
Poor, we're so hard on millennials. Can we call the next generation officially like Generation Cupcake?
I think that those are the millennials.
Yes, yes. Generation Marshmallow.
Oh, God, yeah.
The marshmallows will be the millennial babies.
Yes.
We'll be dead by then, probably. Close to it. Okay, Stephanie wants to play the naughty game.
Sweet.
Woohoo.
I can host the naughty game, though.
What? We have a game called Never Have I Ever, and it
works. Familiar.
You've played. I usually play it with our stripper friend Ashley, who I beat last time.
That's true.
So basically, I'm gonna do an example. Each one of us are gonna take a card off the top, and you're gonna say Never Have I Ever, and you read out loud. That's a pretty funny one. I'm gonna put it back in the stack.
All right.
You say like, Never Have I Ever been speed dating, and so if I have been speed dating, I say I'm gonna keep this card. And okay. If you have not, then you say, I'm going to put it back.
Got it.
Now, the first person to build a wall of shame of five cards is the winner / loser. Now, do we want to do the thing where if I throw it back in the middle, one of you can steal it if you've done it?
Oh, I think that's an awesome wrinkle.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do
first
that.
Person to get to the card.
Then do we want to up it to seven?
Let's do five see how the time goes.
Okay.
And so I can even give you guys your own stack over there. That's for you and Stephanie. You're playing, Stephanie. You know that, right? Okay. You're the one who wanted to play the naughty game.
Here we go.
All right, so I will start. Never have I ever had an accident during my driving test. I have never, so I'm going to put that back. Hoss, your turn.
I haven't had another. Either. Never have I ever tried to break into someone's car. I'm going to go ahead and keep that one.
Never have I ever...
You can't even talk.
Yeah, I can speak. Never have I ever... had something stuck in an orifice. Can you define orifice?
That is a hole in your body. Willing or unwillingly.
I had a candy corn stuck in my ear one time.
I think that counts.
That counts. I was going to steal it because I had a little Brett bead stuck in my nose one time.
Ouch.
All right, Stephanie.
Okay. Never have I ever used my phone to call someone whilst taking a shit. I'm going to keep that one.
Yeah. If you're not, I'm stealing it.
Yeah. I make all my phone calls from the bathroom these days.
Like the I get all my business done in the second office.
Do you do the thing where, like, I will pee or poop, and then I will
hit
not...
mute, flush.
Isn't that what the mute button's for? Yeah.
No, well, I wash my hands first, and then I flush and run out of the bathroom all in one motion.
I hit mute, flush, go.
I wasn't ever smart.
I come back and flush later.
I've done that at times, too.
But then you could forget.
It happens.
Oh, I've done that, too.
I was in, we stayed at the hotel in Nashville over the weekend, and I got up in the middle of the night because I pee all the time, and it was, as our friend Ashley calls it, Shark Week.
Oh, no.
And I did not flush, and Rocky got up for his 6 a.m. game.
No!
And he's like, somebody got hurt!
Oh, Rocky.
And my mom is in the room.
Oh, Rocky.
And I'm like, Rocky, nobody's hurt. Nobody's hurt. He's like, then what is that in the toilet?
Oh, Rocky.
Did you not
watch that video yet? Well, he knows. I tell my kids everything. I am an open book about anything my kids want to know. And they know all about periods. But Rocky just forgets stuff.
Oh, like noon.
What's noon?
Oh, Rocky.
All right. After one round, I have no cards, and all three of you kept yours. So here I go. Never had I ever had anything pierced below my neck. My belly button. I'm going to keep that one. Your turn.
I was going to say. All right. Never have I ever hugged a stranger by accident. By accident? I've never hugged anyone by accident.
I don't think I have.
By accident?
Oh, I did. Hang on. No, I did. It was at the Busch Stadium place, Ballpark Village.
Okay.
I saw a kid from high school that I thought was somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't, and it was the most awkward thing ever. Because, like, right as I was going in to hug him, I realized it wasn't who I thought it was.
Like, that's assault.
That's assault, brother.
I'm not gonna keep it though, because that's kind of lame.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, like, that's the definition.
It is. God, it was at the rodeo place.
Oh, PBR.
Yeah. Like I'll never forget the look on his face. He's like, "Why are you hugging me?
Who are you, crazy lady?"
Right.
Okay. Never have I ever taken a shit in the woods. I'm gonna go ahead and keep this card.
Burning Man.
There's no woods in Burning Man, technically, but...
Oh, yeah. So where do you guys poop at Burning Man?
There's plenty of porta potties.
Okay. I didn't know if you just dug a hole.
Desert dunes.
Buried it like a dog.
70,000 people. It's halfway sanitary. They're kind of gross, but, you know.
Yeah.
They'll live.
Steph?
I'm having to think about this one. Like, it's... Okay. Never have I ever seen a ghost.
Ooh.
I'm trying to remember. Like, I'm trying to think. I mean, I have lots of... dreams about that stuff, but it's like, was it a dream?
Yeah.
Not.
Well, you guys all know I grew up in a house where a man was murdered. I did a whole show on it. So.
Yeah. No, that's why I'm trying to think, like,
have you ever really seen a ghost in front of you that you're like, that's a ghost?
Not that I can remember. So I'm going to say no to this card.
And I'm going to die. Oh, damn it, Hoss.
Stolen by Hoss.
Your freaking octopus ass arms.
Long arms
wins.
What
ghost did you see?
I've gone on the Alton Haunted Tour a couple times. Oh. And each time I've actually had an experience.
All right. Whose turn is it? Mine? Yeah. Never have I ever been on a first name basis with a delivery person all the freaking time. Yeah, that's an easy one. Hoss?
Yeah, that's a good one too, though. This is a keeper. Never have I ever shared embarrassing secrets about my ex. That's everybody.
Oh, everybody, yes. Hoss, how many do you have now?
3.
Okay, Becker?
Okay, never have I ever been in a fist fight with my roommate. I've never really had a roommate, so I'm going to say no to this one.
All right. I've never been in a fist fight with my roommate.
I've never really been in a fist fight.
Yeah.
No, neither.
Pussy. Yeah.
I mean, I've thrown punches like in games and all that, but I've never had like the, you want to go outside, bro? I've never had that moment.
I grew up in
you're missing out.
Yeah. In Granite City, we just fought when we were bored.
Yeah.
like my good friends would like fight each other. Like we'd be like Billy's house. I'm like, why are they fighting?
Well, I mean, I had like the usual, like, you know, when you're wrestling around with your friends and stuff like that. But like, it's never been like, I'm going to hurt you type of like throwing
a
fist.
I've never.
You're a lover, not a fighter. It's okay.
Pretty much.
I've never fought. I thought I was going to fight a Russian Sasquatch at the hockey tournament over the weekend.
Oh, nice.
Just an annoying hockey parent, just abusing the ref, but she was very, very Russian. She was like, ref, you suck!
I do not like pretty game.
Yeah, I do not like you! You freaking suck! That's all she kept... And then we were...
Shut up, Melania!
So we've got Russian Sasquatch at one game, and then the next game... We're like playing the Nashville team. So then you've got like Billy
Bob. Come on, Cletus.
Yeah, Billy Bob's mom was like, get him, Wyatt. Get him. And I'm like, oh my God. I wanted to like rip my eyeball out and like feed it to a bird. That would have been more pleasant than listening to the Southern mamas. You know, get him. Get him, Wyatt. Get him. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, Rocky, just call every kid on the ice Billy Bob. He's like, why? I'm like, just do it.
Cause Daryl, my other brother Daryl.
Daryl, and Laryl. Becker's turn. No, Stephanie's turn.
Okay. Never have I ever had a fake ID taken away by a bouncer. I've never had a fake ID. Okay, there you go.
I had Stephanie Stordahl's fake ID for the longest time, and they took it away at Shooters in Pontoon Beach.
My legitimate first ID when I was 21, they were still like, remember like the kind of like rubbery Missouri IDs?
Yes.
Well, you were from Illinois.
Oh.
But.
I think Illinois had them too.
Did they? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Ours were like plastic.
They were kind of like plastic, but like you could like really like fold them in half and all that. They're kind of like rubbery. Anyway.
I grew up in Illinois too.
So I got one like the day I turned 21 because I wanted to get the whole minor taken off of it.
Oh.
And it must have been towards the end of a batch of ink because they gave it to me and it looked horribly fake.
Oh.
And I was getting turned away from bars and I'm like, no, man, this is real. Like, legitimately. I'm 21, and I had to go back and get another ID 6 weeks later because my legitimate ID was getting
That's
me turned
funny.
Away from the door.
Well, Kelly looks like has 4 cards in front of her. Haas has 3, Becker has 2, and I have 1.
Oh, so you could win.
So
this,
might be the deciding factor here.
If it's a wild naked one, probably not, but if it's a poop one, I'm going to win. Let me see. Never have I ever been thrown out of a bar. Yes, I have.
Winner.
Urge Concert Mississippi Nights Christmas in the snow. Went over to the hotel to warm up and got kicked out of that too.
I think this is why we need to play to 7 with this whole stealing cards.
How many do you have?
I got 3.
I only got 1.
Okay. Well, what time is it? Bedtime?
I don't know.
We're almost to an hour.
It's 9.
Well, let's at least finish the round. Right. We'll see what everybody ends with.
Never have I ever been naked in my office. Oh, yeah. I work from home.
Clothes are optional.
For real. No pants Friday in effect tomorrow.
That's pretty much the standard way I work.
Yes.
Yeah. I do my best work that way.
it's funny because I'll go to pick up the kids from school at 3 o'clock and I'm like, I haven't brushed my teeth. I don't have on a bra. I'm still in what I slept in. Like,
yep.
And then I go to pick up the kids from school and they're like, oh my gosh, you look so nice. I'm like, I just showered 10 minutes ago. Like I haven't, you know, you people shower at 8 a.m. I shower at 2.
Yeah.
So I look all fresh as a daisy. Becker?
Never have I ever tried to light a fart. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and
take
this one.
That's
Who hasn't?
One.
I did it last week, but whatever.
When I was in
You've
college.
You've never tried to light a fart,
no.
Stephanie?
When
no.
I was in college, my buddy singed his butt lighting a fart.
I'm not interested in having fire that close to my butt.
Why Sorry. Have we not lit one of Farticus's farts yet?
Because do you want to be responsible for taking him to the ER when you light his rectum on fire?
No, because he does suck air in his butt before
That's
it blows it out.
Rectum damn near killed him.
Ah!
Dork. Oh, whose turn is it?
Stephanie. Oh, it's Stephanie. Me. Okay. Never have I ever had sex with someone married. Definitely not.
Well, you are married. One. You've All had right, sex with five. A married woman, Hoss. You're going to hell.
That ticket was punched so long ago.
What did I text you the other night? Don't say it out loud, but just remind me
what
it was.
Oh, it was, I said I got hit on by a Blackhawk fan last night.
Oh, and I told you to do the Ryan Kane butt stuff.
You said pull a Patrick Kane, butt stuff or nothing. And I go, you're learning so well from
do
me.
Do you want to tell the story now? Because people are going to wonder.
Rumor has it, and it's completely unconfirmed.
No, let's just say it's confirmed, because if the Blackhawks sue us, that would be awesome.
I want it to be true. The rumor is that Patrick Kane is...
Patrick Kane is the hotshot player for the Blackhawks.
Who's always in trouble. But the rumor is that when he picks up a chick, he's so concerned about not having a kid out of wedlock that he will only put it in her butt. And if she says no, he immediately throws her out.
That's a good policy.
So
I mean, you can't get pregnant that way.
When Hoss was at the game
so
the other
tied,
night.
So we're tied, 5-5.
When Hoss was at the game the other night, he texted me. He's like, I just got hit on by a Blackhawks fan. I feel dirty. I'm like, pull up Patrick Kane and tell her butt stuff or nothing.
That's the answer.
You're corrupting me. Thank you for joining us on our second ever live show. Thank you, Becker, for coming and talking a little
Any
bit of
time.
Politics, because I'm exhausted. Listen, I am so happy that we don't have to talk about politics for a long, long time.
Thank God the calls are done. The TV commercials are
yes.
done.
Yes. Unless Donald Trump does something with the Kardashians, I have no reason to talk about politics.
If that happens, I'm going to start protesting and lighting shit on fire.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything to say to everybody except for, like, stop being an asshole. Come on.
No one's Quit moving being... to Canada. Stop being whiny.
No, no. And it's only protesting if you had your rights violated. Otherwise, it's called crying.
Yes.
God.
Send your hate mail to heykelly at kellymano.com. Feel free to fork my yard tomorrow. It's an acre, so...
a lot of forks.
Do you not know what forking is?
No.
It's when you stick plastic forks in somebody's yard and break them off. So then they got shard, like sharp shit all in their yard.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Okay.
Better than that, I used to collect dog poop and put it under people's door handles in their cars.
We used to take Oreos, twist them, lick it, and stick it
and
to
stick
someone's
it to the
car.
Windshield. Yeah, that's a lot nicer. I've pissed in a car.
We used to saran wrap
all
cars.
Right. We got to stop talking right now. We love you guys for listening. Until next week, be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart assy. Hoss for the guys.
Hello?
Harambe?
Hello?
Harambe?
Hello?
We'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the Spice Girls.
Thank you very much.